The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available with audio description. When possible, we post recordings of reviews of the movies and plays on the TRRS website. Go to www.trianglereadingservice.org, click on the podcast link, and then click either the movie review link or the play review link. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will be following up later in the show. The upcoming plays with audio description, for starters, we have The Color Purple at the Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham, and this is on Saturday, April 7th, 8 p.m. Leaving Eden will be at Playmakers Repertory Company on Tuesday, April 10th at 7:30. Playmakers is in Chapel Hill at the Paul Green Theater. Harvey will be at North Carolina State University's Titmus Theater on NCSU campus in Raleigh. That's on Friday, April 13th, 7:30 p.m. Chicago at Duke's Hoof and Horn Theater, which is in Durham on Duke University campus. That will be Saturday, April 14th. It's a 1 p.m. matinee. Make a mental note of that. It's 1 p.m., very early matinee. King Charles III at Burning Coal Theater in Raleigh. That's on Sunday, April 15th, 7:30 p.m. Sense and Sensibility at Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. It's Thursday, April 19th, 7:30 p.m. Bright Star at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Saturday, April 21st, 2 p.m. Marie Antoinette at Meredith College's Jones Theater, Saturday, April 21st, 7:30 p.m. Alice at Wonderland at Raleigh Little Theater in Raleigh. That's Sunday, April 22nd, 2 p.m. A Night with Janis Joplin at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that's in Raleigh. It will be Saturday, May 5th at 2 p.m. Waitress, the Musical at Durham Performing Arts Center, Saturday, May the 5th. That will be 8 p.m. Plaza Suite at Cary Players on Sunday, May 6th, 3 p.m., and they perform in the Cary Arts Center in downtown Cary. Blood Done Sign My Name at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, May 20th, 3 p.m. Yo, Vikings at Cary Youth Applause, and that's at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, May 20th, also at 3 p.m. Crowns at Cape Fear Theater in Fayetteville on Thursday, May 24th, 7:30 p.m. Don't Dress for Dinner at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, June 17th, 3 p.m. Oliver at Justice Theater Project, Wednesday, June 27th, 3 p.m. And Newsies at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, July 28th, at 2 p.m. We'll take a look at the movies now. Now, the following theaters show movies with audio description. These are the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh, Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway in Raleigh, the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill, the Crossroads Stadium 20 and IMAX at 501 Caribou Avenue in Cary, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex, the the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner, and the Regal Greensboro Grand Stadium 16 at 3205 North Line Avenue in Greensboro. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. You can call this number that I'll be giving you in just a minute to get show times, and you can either follow the prompts for the specific movie, or you can follow the prompts for the specific theater. But all of the theaters are covered by the same number. It's 844-462-7342. Once again, that is 844-462-7342. And now we'll take a look at what movies are available with audio description and where they're playing. 7 Days in Entebbe. It's rated PG-13. It's playing at the Crossroads in Cary and the Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. Annihilation, rated R, is playing at the Crossroads in Cary and the Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. Black Panther, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. That is to say, all 7 of them. Death Wish, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary and the Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. 50 Shades Freed, rated R, still playing at the Greensboro Grand in Greensboro, but that's all. Game Night, rated R, is playing at the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, and Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, rated PG, plays at the Briar Creek in Raleigh, Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, the White Oak in Garner, and the Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, and the Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. Love, Simon, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Midnight Sun, rated PG-13, plays at all of these except the Timberline and North Hills, so that's the Briar Creek, Crossroads, Beaver Creek, White Oak, and Greensboro Grand. Pacific Rim Uprising, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Peter Rabbit, rated PG, plays at the Crossroads, Beaver Creek, and the White Oak. Ready Player One, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Red Sparrow, rated R, plays at everything except the Timberline and North Hills. So that's at Briar Creek, Crossroads, Beaver Creek, White Oak, and Greensboro Grand. Sherlock Gnomes, and that's spelled G-N-O-M-E-S. It's not been rated yet, but it does play at all of these theaters. Strangers, Pray at Night, rated R, plays at Briar Creek, at Crossroads, at White Oak, and Greensboro Grand. The Greatest Showman, rated PG, continues to play at the Crossroads in Cary. The Shape of Water, rated R, continues to play at the Greensboro Grand in Greensboro. Tomb Raider, rated PG-13, plays at all of these except for the Greensboro Grand. And Unsane, rated R, plays at Briar Creek, Crossroads, Beaver Creek, White Oak, and the Greensboro Grand. And here's some preview information on the 8 newest releases, that is to say the ones that were not previewed in previous shows. God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, is an American Christian drama film written and directed by Michael Mason. It is the third installment of the God's Not Dead series, following the 2014 film and its 2016 sequel. It stars David A.R. White, John Corbett, Shane Harper, Benjamin Onyango, Ted McGinley, Jennifer Taylor, Tatum O'Neill, and Sissy Houston. The film follows a congregation that is displaced after their church burns down, and both the struggles and conquests they face while trying to rebuild both their building and their faith. Love, Simon is a 2018 American romantic comedy drama directed by Greg Berlanti and written by Isaac Apteker and Elizabeth Berger. It's based on the novel Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda by Becky Abertalli. The film stars Nick Robinson, Josh Duhamel, and Jennifer Garner. It centers around Simon Spear, a closeted gay teenage boy in high school who is forced to balance his friends, his family, and the blackmailer threatening to out him to the entire school, while simultaneously attempting to discover the identity of the anonymous classmate whom he has fallen in love with online. Midnight Sun is a 2018 American romantic drama film directed by Scott Speer and written by Eric Kirsten, based on the 2006 Japanese film of the same name. The film stars Bella Thorne, Patrick Schwarzenegger, and Rob Riggle, and follows a teenage girl with the disease xeroderma pigmentosum that prevents her from going out into sunlight. When she meets a boy, she struggles on whether to tell him about her condition or live a normal life. Pacific Rim Uprising is an American science fiction film directed by Stephen S. DeKnight in his feature film directorial debut and written by DeKnight, Emily Carmichael, Kira Snyder, and T.S. Nowlin. It is the sequel to the 2013 film Pacific Rim with Guillermo del Toro, director of the original, serving as a producer. The sequel stars Joy Boyega, also making his producer debut, as well as Scott Eastwood, Kylie Spaney, Jing Tian, Adria Arjona, and Zhang Jin, with Rinko Kikuchi, Charlie Day, and Bern Gorman returning from the original film. Set in the year 2030, the plot follows humanity again fighting kaiju, giant monsters set on destroying the world. Ready Player One is a 2018 American science fiction action-adventure film produced and directed by Steven Spielberg and written by Zach Penn and Ernest Cline, based on Cline's 2011 novel with the same name. The film stars Ty Sheridan, Olivia Cooke, Ben Mendelsohn, T.J. Miller, Simon Pegg, and Mark Rylance. The film is set in 2045, where much of humanity, to escape the desolation of the real world, use the virtual reality software Oasis to engage in work and play. Wade Watts, played by Sheridan, discovers clues to a hidden game within Oasis that promises the winner full ownership of the Oasis. He joins several allies to complete the game before indentured players working for a large company run by Nolan Sorrento, played by Mendelsohn, can do so. The Strangers, Pray at Night, is a 2018 American horror film directed by Johan Roberts and starring Christina Hendricks, Martin Henderson, Bailey Madison, and Lewis Pullman. A sequel to the 2008 film, The Strangers, It is written by Brian Bertino, who wrote and directed the first film, and Ben Kettai. The plot follows a family spending the evening at a deserted mobile home park, where they are stalked by three masked assailants. Unsane is a 2018 American psychological horror thriller film, shot, edited, and directed by Steven Soderbergh, and written by Jonathan Bernstein and James Greer. The film stars Claire Foy, Joshua Leonard, Jay Farrow, Juno Temple, Amy Mullins, and Amy Irving, and follows a young businesswoman who ends up in a mental institution after she is stalked by her former hospice patient's son. The film was shot entirely on the iPhone 7 Plus. Sawyer Valentini, a bright but troubled businesswoman, begins to find out that her past is catching up to her when a former hospice patient's son starts to stalk her. To ensure her safety, Sawyer signs up for a support group that helps people tackle stalking problems. Unfortunately, Sawyer finds out that she has involuntarily placed herself in a mental institution with strict rules that there should be no contact with the outside world. Alone and trapped against her will, Sawyer must fight her own demons within the twisted asylum as the visions of her stalker begin to take over. And once again, you can call Regal Theaters to get information about showtimes on all of these films. The number to call is 844-462-7342. And once again, that number is 844-7342. And then you simply follow the menu prompts, and before you know it, you know exactly when the movie that you want to attend is playing. Going to move on to plays now, the current plays with audio description. The most immediate one is The Color Purple at the Durham Performing Arts Center. The audio-described performance is Saturday, April 7th at 8 p.m. This is the 2016 Tony winner for Best Musical Revival. It was hailed as a direct hit to the heart by The Hollywood Reporter. This joyous American classic has conquered Broadway in an all-new, ravishingly conceived production that is a glory to behold, so says the New York Times. It's directed by Tony winner John Doyle. With a soul-raising score of jazz, gospel, ragtime, and blues, The Color Purple gives an exhilarating new spirit to this Pulitzer Prize-winning story. Don't miss this stunning reimagining of an epic story about a young woman's journey to love and triumph in the American South. It's the musical sensation that New York Magazine calls one of the greatest revivals ever. Experience the exhilarating power of this Tony-winning triumph. Tickets start at $35 plus taxes and ticket fees. They can be ordered online at dpacnc.com. That's dpacnc.com. Over the phone at 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Or purchased in person at the DPAC itself, which is at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Leaving Eden at Playmakers Repertory Company. This is in the Paul Green Theater on UNC campus. The audio-described performance is Tuesday, April 10th, 7:30 p.m. It's written by Mike Wiley with music and lyrics by Lauren Dossett. And this is directed by Vivian Benesch. A North Carolina fable for today. Acclaimed playwright Mike Wiley returns to Playmakers with singer-songwriter Laura Lynn Dossett to explore through words and music the cyclical nature of human behavior. A story of racial tension, immigration, and economic crisis in a small North Carolina town. This unearthing of yesterday yields a hopeful hymn for our future. And this is a world premiere Playmakers Commission. You can call the box office at 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. And tickets for this audio-described performance are $15 each. Couple of quotes about it here. Wiley's shows are sophisticated blends of narrative and wit, so says American Theater. Also, you will find hardly anyone who has the muse sitting with them more than Laura Lynn, so says Joe Newberry of North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources. The UNC Chapel Hill has awarded playwright Mike Wiley with its Distinguished Alumnus Award, which recognizes alumni who have made outstanding contributions to humanity. Harvey, at North Carolina State University's Titmus Theater on NCSU campus in Raleigh. It's Friday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. In this Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, Elwood Dowd introduces Harvey, a 6-foot, 3.5-inch invisible rabbit, to everyone he meets. Finding Elwood's erratic behavior increasingly embarrassing, his social-climbing sister, Veta, decides to have him committed to a sanitarium. A comedy of errors ensues when a very flirtatious Dr. Sanderson commits Veta instead. When the truth comes out, the search begins for Elwood and his best Puka friend, Harvey. This is written by Mary Chase. It's directed by Rachel Clem. Tickets are available online or in person at Ticket Central or by phone at 919-515-1100. That's 919-515-1100. Ticket Central is open 1 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 1 hour before curtain time. And once again, Harvey is going to be playing on Friday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. Chicago at Duke's Hoof and Horn Theater is on April 14th at 1 p.m. And April 14th is a Saturday. Now, this record-breaking smash hit Chicago is coming to the Vander Hayden Studio Theater. Come enjoy a night of fame and criminality as Hoof and Horn razzle-dazzles you with all that jazz. The 81st season of Hoof and Horn comes to a close with Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history. From the creative minds of Broadway legends John Kander, Fred Ebb, and Bob Fosse, Chicago paints the glamour and depravity of the Roaring Twenties like no other. This show will draw you into the world of bootleggers, showgirls, adulterers, and all that jazz. Chicago tells the story of Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly, two experienced showgirls turned murderers, as they navigate the complex world of fame and criminality. Behind the bars of the Cook County Jail, Roxy and Velma vie for their moment in the spotlight, pulling their lawyer, warden, and the press along with them. Set to a sensational and snazzy score, the 6-time Tony Award-winning production has dazzled audiences since 1975. Come experience the thrill of Chicago in Duke's newest gem on campus, the Vander Hayden Studio Theater at the Rubenstein Arts Center at 2020 Campus Drive in Durham. Tickets start at $10 for this show. King Charles III at Burning Coal Theater on Sunday, April 15th, 2 p.m. It is a future history play by Mike Bartlett, directed by Karen O'Brien. Talkbacks with the cast will be after every Thursday evening and Sunday matinee, so that counts the one on Sunday, April 15th at 2 p.m. In the future, the Queen is dead. Long live the King. the crown has finally come to the patiently waiting Charles. But other forces have been waiting, too, waiting for a monarch who they believe will help them pass a most undemocratic law. In 2014, Mike Bartlett's Future History play took the theater world by storm. The New York Times called it flat-out brilliant, dazzlingly presumptuous, and finally this splendid, high-reaching, and utterly unexpected play. Tickets are $25 for adults, $20 for seniors 65 and over, $15 for students, teachers, and active military. You can make reservations by calling Burning Coal at 919-834-4001. That's 919-834-4001. Sense and Sensibility at Cape Fear Regional Theater, Thursday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m., set in gossipy late 18th century England with a fresh female voice. The play is full of humor, emotional depth, and bold theatricality. The Dashwood sisters, sensible Eleanor and hypersensitive Marianne, are left financially destitute and socially vulnerable after their father's sudden death. The family is forced to move to a distant cottage, and the sisters become entangled in heart-wrenching romances. They are forced to ask themselves, when reputation is everything, how do you follow your heart? And this is directed by Mary Catherine Burke. Bright Star at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, April 21st. And this is in the Memorial Auditorium on South Street in Raleigh. It's from Grammy, Emmy, and Academy Award-winning Steve Martin and Grammy Award-winning Edie Brickell comes Bright Star, the five-time Tony-nominated new Broadway musical. The original musical tells a sweeping tale of love and redemption set against the rich backdrop of the American South in the 1920s and 40s. Tickets start at $25.15, and you can box office ticket sales are available at 919-831-6941, extension 6944, and once again that's 919-831-6941, and the extension on that is 6944. Well, we are running out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope I've shared some important information with you. Local theaters are always ready to provide the audio description for their shows, and